March 7, 1922. The words of Jesus are full of truth and of light, and they carry with them the virtue of transforming the soul into truth itself, into light itself, and into the very good which they contain. I was thinking about what has been written, and I said to myself, is it really Jesus that speaks to me, or is it a trick of the enemy and of my fantasy? And Jesus, on coming, told me, my daughter, my words are full of truth and of light, and they carry with them the virtue of transforming the soul into truth itself, into light itself, and into the very good which they contain, in such a way that the soul does not only know the truth, but she feels within her the substance of operating according to the truth which she has known. Further, my truths are full of beauty and attraction, in such a way that the soul, taken by their beauty, lets herself be enraptured by them. In me everything is order, harmony and beauty. See, I created the heavens. They alone could have been enough, but no, I wanted to adorn them with stars, almost setting them with beauty, so that the human eye might enjoy more from the works of its creator. I created the earth, and I adorned it with many plants and flowers. I created nothing which did not have its own ornament. And if this is in the order of created things, much more so in my truths, which reside within my divinity. While it seems that they reach the soul, they are like solar rays, which hit and warm the earth without ever departing from the center of the sun. And the soul remains so enamored with the my truths, that she finds it almost impossible not to put into practice the truths she has known, even at the cost of her life. On the other hand, when it is the enemy or the speculation of fantasy that want to speak about truths, they bring neither light, nor substance, nor beauty, nor attraction. They are empty truths, without life, and the soul does not feel the grace to sacrifice herself to put them into practice. Therefore, the truths that your Jesus tells you are full of life and of all that my truths contain. Why do you doubt?